sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for Rachamim Atzman ben Marcel, Rav Rafael Yehoshua ben Sarah Chana, Hannah Dvorah Perel Chaya Bas Esther Pesel, Rav Tzvi Chaim ben Elena Shendel, Rav Chaim Yitzchak ben Freda Fegalea, Misoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. And the shir is lahalacha v'lo lemaisa, meaning nothing I say is meant to have any practical significance for us. Any questions are brought to, and these issues are brought to Gedolei Yisrael, and not to Lilliputians like myself. And we're just going to learn the sources. About a question of a doctor that killed a terminally ill patient, does he have a din rodef? And we're going to base our analysis on the very lovely sefer Mishnas Pikuach Nefesh in Siman Pei. Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Daled Osir Gimel writes that it appears pashut that if somebody says to his friend that I want you to kill me, that this person who goes ahead and kills him is chayiv misa, if there's edim and hasro when he does it. And he can't say to his friend, the person has no rights over his body, to say that you can kill me. We don't have that halachic right. Body doesn't belong to us, our body belongs to God. And he gave us no permission to allow other people to terminate our lives. For Ashtetzach, I hope for Ashtetzach. Although, very interesting article in Rav Zevin's Laura Halacha about Shylock, but we're not going to get into that, maybe a different time. Very, very Yadua Mufursim. Akopanim, it says the Menchas Chinuch, Achani Mistapik Yimesh Ladin Rodef. I'm not sure if this person has a Rodef. In other words, before he goes ahead and kills him, is he considered a Rodef? V'efshir de Rodef, Lohave Alek Shubal Korcho de Chaver, de Berodef Acharna Amoras, and before Besanhedrin, Ein Dalet Amad Aleph, de Vimafuta Lohave Rodef. So it could be that a Rodef is only when it's done in a compelling way, in a coercive way. Because if somebody's running after an Ara Muhurasa, we see in Sanhedrin 74a that Mefute, one who is seduced, meaning she does it willingly, this person doesn't have a din rodef. So as long as there's a will, there's no rodef. Or maybe no. Here the Torah is makbid al nefesh mi Yisrael. Nefesh is kinyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imken b'chol en yinik rodef. Maybe he's a rodef in any case because God doesn't want this person to die. So even if he does it willingly, if he says willingly to the other person, you can kill me, maybe that person has a din rodef. If we can't compare it to Na'am Urasa, there were sexual relations if it's done willingly, so you're not allowed to kill the person. But here, even if it's done willingly, our soul isn't given over to ourselves, it's God's, and therefore one would have a din rodef if one is trying to kill somebody, even if the person gives his assent, his agreement. Ad kan divrei ha-minchas chinuch b'kitzer amarim v'yisod ha-safek. What's the foundation of this safek? That the din of harida gas ha-rodef is lahatzil ha-nirdaf. Why are you killing the rodef? To save the nirdaf. And in a place where the nirdaf wants to be killed, so now there's no inyan of hatzelas ha-nirdaf. Why should you save him if that's what he wants? Just like rodef achar na'amurasa, you're allowed to kill him in order to save the nivelas from this pagam, to save this woman from this terrible blemish of being raped. But if she expresses an interest in this act of relations, she wants the Boel to have relations with her, so you're not allowed to kill him. You're also linyan rodef. The nirdaf wants it. Maybe there's no chiyuv of rodef because yisodu is hatzelas hanirdaf, and he wants to be key. He doesn't want to be saved. There's no reason to save him. The Minchas Chinuch, famously mitzvah Reish Lamed Zayin Os Beis, in the Kometz Lamincha, writes that if a person wants to commit suicide, lo aleinu rachmana litzlan, person wants to commit suicide, lo chayavim lahatzila, we're not obligated to save him. She'ein b'zeh mishum mitzvah de hashavas gufo. Just like you have an aveda midas somebody loses an object on purpose, you don't have to return it to him. So too, if somebody wants to lose his soul on purpose, you don't have to return it to him. Because you learn Hashavas Gufo from Hashavas Avedaso, and if Hashavas Avedaso there's no mitzvah, so too Hashavas Gufo. So if he's doing it on purpose, there's no mitzvah to save him. And therefore you're not over in Lo Samar Al Dam Reyecha, Ayin Sham, B'minchas Chinuch. However, in the Tshuvas of the Maral Diskin, in Simen Heos Lamed Dalid, he writes that Chayavim, we had a shiur on this recently, many poskim, Chayavim Lahatzil L'Ma'abed Atzmo L'Das. You have to save somebody who is suicidal. Tshuvas Igros Moshech, Yoredeh Chelik Beis, Simen Kuf Ayin Dalid, Anaf Gimel writes that be'emes, there is a mitzvah of Hashavas Gufo, the nefesh is kinyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person has no right to destroy his soul, and therefore it has nothing to do with the halacha of avei demidas. And according to this it would appear, so your money, you want to get rid of your money, b'vakasha, but not your soul. So according to this it would appear that in our case also, even though it's la'atzelis ha'nirdav, not that the nirdav is not opposed to being killed, he's interested in being killed, thus is garnished. His ratzon is not malav and not morid. Just like your chayev, if he wants to kill himself, also your chayev, if he wants to give someone else permission to kill him, they have no such rishus. And this, for in our great dismay, to our great dismay, is common in our days when we talk about a terminally ill patient. So he's suffering a lot, and the choles mevakesh, that he wants to die. Please, you do a mercy killing, they call it today. So I want you to kill me. I want you to end my life. I want you to pull the plug. So the question is, these rofim, these doctors, do they have a din rodef? In Eretz Yisrael, the law apparently is that the doctor has to get permission from the judges, so maybe the judges also have a din rodef. A person's moser chaver l'malchus, Dino Karo, again, this is not Lamaisa. Nobody's touching any judges, nobody's touching any doctors. We're just talking about abstract halacha. So just like someone's Moser Chavera Lamalchus, Dino Karodev, even though he's not killing himself, the Malchus is killing, like we see in Brachas Nunches Amar Aleph, Bavakama Kuf Yitzayin Amar Aleph, he's still a Rodev if he's Moser Chavera Lamalchus. So to the Shofet, the judge, who says to be that he's allowed to, the Rofe is allowed to kill, also might have a Din Rodev. Only problem is that let's say somebody tries to save this person, he kills the doctor, he kills the judge. There's another 50,000 doctors and 50,000 judges who are also going to give permission. So you can't kill them all. You can't just run around with a sword. And everybody who believes in euthanasia, anybody who believes in killing mercy killings, kaviyachol. So you're going to kill them all. So it's impossible. So what are you? You're not going to end up saving this chole. Other people are going to come around and kill the chole. So you're not even going to end up saving him. Maybe for a short time, yes. It's actually a very interesting question that Rav Yashiv was asked. There's a certain woman who was a very loose woman, and she had a machala misukenes umedabekes. As Boaleha, she had some type of venereal disease, maybe it was AIDS. I don't know exactly what the disease was, but she had a disease that would anybody who sleeps with her is going to get this contagious disease. So does she have a din rodef? Because she's going around sleeping with guys and she's giving them this disease, Rahmana Litzlan. So Yashiv says that she doesn't have a din rodef. Because rodev is when you do it b'koach, you force. But she's not forcing. The guys are coming to her willingly. He doesn't have to sleep with her, this fella. He wants to. Like we see the Benara Murasa. If they're willing, there's no din rodev. But here, obviously, it's a little bit different because here she's physically causing them to die and they don't know. They don't know that she doesn't tell them she has this disease. But maybe according to this, if somebody's inviting his friend for a meal and he's going to give him poison, he doesn't have a din rodef because the guy doesn't have to eat. Who says he has to eat? But that's obviously not true. So it could be that Rabbi Yashiv meant was that when someone goes to these women, he's taking the risk. He already knows in advance that they might have this disease, but he figures for the few minutes of good time, it's worth it. Silly, silly, silly. But a person who eats by his friend, he has no idea that he's going to put poison in his food. Such a person you have to stop. A huge chiddush in the Avnei Nezer and Yerodeh and Simon Tav Samach Aleph Os test that if a person's gari mahachshil b'chur Yisrael b'nashim da'akum, since kanoim pogimbo, the machshil who sets presents these gaisha women to the Jewish men is has a din rodef, but yaharbe yesh ladin b'dvarav. So back to our topic, the Brisker Rav in Hilchos Rotzeach writes that the Torah is matir damal rodef, and even if we could find a hariga she'ein b'hatzalas nirdaf, even if in the end this hariga would not save the nirdaf, doesn't matter, because this person who's a rodev has a din ein lo damim, his blood doesn't count anymore, he's a gavra ketila, he's a dead man, ayin sham in the Brisker Rav. So according to this, when we see a doctor who's coming to kill a terminally ill patient, he's a rodef and wants allowed to kill him. We're not going to gain anything, because another doctor is going to come and kill this person. However, this doctor has a din rodef, and he's as dumb as mutter. And maybe the same thing for a judge. But maybe the judge is not mamish a rodef, maybe he's just a goreim, and it's only the actual doctor who's going to do the maisa hariga. Maybe he is a din rodef. V'yesh ladin b'davar. And the Brisker Rav writes that b'makom shvarigas rodef lo yatzelas and nirdaf avirak p'tura araligaso. The chashiv dein lo dam val in chiyuv lahargo. He says that if, in the case of harigas harodef, and the nirdaf isn't going to be saved, so it's only a p'tur, but it's not a chiyuv. So even though it could be that a doctor who's coming to kill a terminally ill patient has a din rodef, and killing him isn't going to help because the nirdaf is not going to be saved because another doctor is going to kill him. So you don't have to endanger yourself to kill the doctor because it's only rishus, it's not a chiyuv. Because anyway, this patient's going to be killed by somebody else. But then we have to discuss the chayeshah. So the chor, there's a chiyuv at least for, it'll save him for the next few minutes, few hours, few days. But the question is, you have to go to jail, right? Does somebody have to go to jail for years in order to save this person for chayisha? And again, here it's only a rishus; it's going to be killed anyway. So, to save this person, would one be obligated if it means going to jail, or should one even? Is there even an inyan to do it? Person's mechuyev to undergo such tzar for himself. So even if you don't hold like the Brisker Rav and you hold that even for chayisha there's a chiyuv, that even you don't hold like the Brisker Rav and you hold that even he says that b'mok m'shariget tzarodeh if there's not going to be atzelas hanirdaf, so he says it's a p'tur, there's no chiyuv. Let's say you do hold there's a chiyuv. Like we said, maybe there's a chiyuv al chayisha. But again, to undergo such tzar, we've had a shiur on this recently, to undergo such tzar, to sit in jail for years is lav dafka, even if there's a chiyuv. It's another tzad that the doctor doesn't have a din rodef, and that is the Menchas Chinuch and Mitzureish Tzadiheo Zayin writes that a rodef achar a treifa ain't dinok a rodef. Somebody runs after a rodef, or somebody's rodef after a treifa, somebody who's going to die anyway, he doesn't have a din rodef, so learns the Achiezer and Evan Ezer Simen Yates. So those terminally ill patients, they have a din treifa, they're going pretty soon. So maybe somebody going to kill them doesn't have a din rodef. The Menchas Chinuch discusses a Sufi. Somebody's rodef achar a Sufi, Safek Yisrael, Safek Goy. You're allowed to kill him. Somebody's running after a Suffolk Jew. To see if it didn't Rodef. He says that he's considered a Rodef, even if it's a Rov Akum. So who adin a Rodef achar Suffolk Treif adino karodef? So Suffolk Treif adino karodef. Suffolk Jew dino karodef. However, Reb Shmuel Rizovsky in his Zichron Shmuel in Simon Pei Gimel Os Chav Beis is Tamei an Emen Chaschinuch Ma Pitom. A Rodef achar Suffolk Treif is not considered a Rodef. Ayin Sham. Interesting machlokas. Now, it says in Choshen Mishpat, in Simen Tav Chav Hei Seif Hei, Ha'apikorsim O'osa Averis Lahachis V'akofrim B'tar B'nevu Mitzvah Lahavir Min Ha'olam. Now, those terminally ill patients, the Derech Kalal, when they're asking the doctor to terminate their lives, usually have the status of Apikorsim, V'akofrim B'tar B'nevu. So, obviously, we don't have a Yad Takifa, Lahavir Apikorsim in Ha'olam, but so if this doctor is doing it, wouldn't have a din rodef because he's doing what anyway meyikar hadin should be done. So we shouldn't have a problem with it. However, the Chazon Ish Kayadua writes that bizman hazeh everybody's a tinok shenishba, and we're mechal Shabbos lahatzilam. So mitzad that, then they wouldn't have a din of an apikaras because they have a din of tinok shenishba. Chazon Ish writes in Yerides and in Beisiv Kante Zion that din moridim ein nogim bizman hazeh ein bezet tikon ados yishka bezet hosafas hapirza kayam yaduah v'kam afursam. So it could be that today somebody's running in after apikaras, he has a din of a rodef himself. And of course in our zman, in our days, somebody kills a doctor, it'll cause Eva, it'll cause tremendous tsar for the Jewish people. So obviously it shouldn't be done, and no Rav would paskin that it should be done. So that's why we're talking here in the purely theoretical level, but halacha lemaisa, one should not touch any doctor physically, or any judge, or anybody who wants to kill a terminally ill patient. Bizman hazeh, one wouldn't touch them, and if one has any sveikas about it, he can ask a gadol be Yisrael, but for our shir's purposes, definitely not. We're just learning the theory and not practice. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a very interesting chiddush in Choshen Mishpat Chelek Beis, Simen Ayin Dalet Os Beis, that it could be that a Ben Noach is in Musar B'Isser Ritzicha when his intention is Latovas HaNirtzach to save him from Yisurim. He's medayik from the pasuk that it says lo sirtzach by us, which is in any case, but by a goy it says shofich dam adam adam dam yishofich, that there it's a spilling blood, which implies only when you're doing it letzarech spilling blood, but not to save him from yisurim. It's a very difficult chiddush in my very puny eyes. So according to this, if you have a goyish doctor, it's a Ben Noach, so he's not Musar B'Isser Ritzicha at Tzilo Menei Yisurim. He wouldn't be Musar in this. In Chaschinuch and Mitzvah Lamedalet Oschess writes a Chiddush that there's no Isser Ba'akum La'abir Atzmo L'das, and if so, it's Mutar L'chola V'akesh Me'arof Elohargo. So if a chola has Yisurim, a goy can kill him because it's L'tovaso. So you have the Chiddush of the Min Chaschinuch and you have the Chiddush of Rav Moshe that would permit a Ben Noach to take another Ben Noach's life when he's suffering great Yisurim. Igros Moshe learns from the Maaser of Rechanina ben Tragion that he was being burned, and he asked the goy laha to increase the fire to remove the sponges from his heart, so he would go quickly. So since the Akum isn't Musar Vaharigal Shulatovas Hanerag, where Rechanina ben Tragion could ask this from him, but Shaila is how Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa could do this. How could Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa do this? And also, is a Jewish patient allowed to do this? We said a non-Jewish patient maybe is a mutter, but a Jewish patient is allowed to ask a doctor to shorten his life for Yisurim? I mean, if you say by tzad the doctor there's no Isser, because he's a guy, and a guy is not niz musar al ritzicha l'tovas hanirtzach for the sake of those the person being killed. But if the person being killed is a Jew is not allowed to do an act or cause somebody to do an act to shorten his life. And this is like a suicide. Suicide, you're not allowed to do yourself. You're also allowed to ask somebody to help you commit suicide. So in the Mishnah LeMelech, in his Sefer Parshas Drachim, Perek Yud Gimel, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, he writes that if somebody asks his friend to kill him, it's not an iser of ma'abid atzma ledas because ain shliach ledvar aveira. But it's a very difficult chiddush. In Pashtus, you ask your friend to kill you, that's suicide. It's no din shlichus, your mafki, your nefesh. So again, we have the kasha from Rav Chanina ben Trajan, how we can ask the guy to remove the sponges, in order to hasten his death. So you see from there he was being caused tremendous Yisurim, and he asked the Gentile to hasten his demise. That's a very, very big kasha, how this is permitted. The Menachas Chinuch writes in Siman Lamed Daled Os Ches that a horig atzmo ain't over below Sirtzach. It says lo Sirtzach lo sitz ratzeach, it says in the Psikta. It's mashma the gam ritzicha the nafsh, even killing yourself, one is over on lo sirtzach. But al kopanim, what's clear from the story of Chinuch Mendoza is that to ask from a Gentile would be better than to do it oneself or to ask from a Jew. But these are all inyanim ma'od mod chamurim, and we just wanted to give some background, some insights, and obviously Kadosh Baruch Hu Yatzilenu from any of these dilemmas l'maitza. We should be zochet to brius eisana, which is good health and happiness and prosperity in every area of life. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.